Bob, a couple revolutions ago when I was looking at it, I had a much brighter view, and I believe I was looking at it broadside. It looks to me like it may be flashing more or less in on now. It's much not as bright, although it's getting brighter. But it's not as bright now as it was a while ago.
Roger, Jack.
For about 24 hours or so, I just hadn't put it together as maybe being the S4B. I thought it was just some other particle out there.
Roger, Jack.
Hey, Robert, what's the final Cowboy score?
Okay, I was just going to update that. The Cowboys won it 34-24. And by winning it, they wrap up the wild card slot in the NFC, and so both Washington and Dallas will be in the playoffs.
Sound good.
Pattern that swings up towards Hawaii, Hawaii, if you will, also has a mushroom pattern on the top. It has the appearance as if two major air masses, one going from west to east and the other from east to west, have converged along that line, and the joint movement of air at the interface being south to north. And up in the area of Hawaii, I think, it tends to mushroom so that the pattern then goes back to a flow from west to east on the east side and from east to west on the west side.
Roger.
Look of a what looks like a very concentrated and intense storm that I think is just east.
That was good for the flight plan and stuff. And the little books. Hey, Bob.
Go ahead.
Houston 17, how do you read?
Go ahead, Jack. Read you loud and clear.
Okay, Bob, you want to update the LOI card in flight plan 382 and 381, is that right?
That's affirmative.
Which one do you want to start on?
I would say 381 is the most difficult one to start on.
Why don't you start on the board on the cue card?
Okay, we can start on the cue card. Your druthers.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, on the LOI limits, the VGO column. Let's go right down the VGO column. I think that'd be the easiest way to do it. Where it says VGO okay. 2980. Change that to 2986.
Why don't you just keep going?
Okay, the next one, going straight down the line, 2721. 2521. And 2316. That's all the changes on the VGO line.
Okay, and all those changes were in mode 1.
That's affirmative.
Okay, I got 2986, 2721, 2521, 2316.
Roger, now under the burn time column. The first one, opposite the 2986, the burn time remains the same. Do not change that one. The next one changes 0 plus 40.
Which one is that, Bob? I missed you.
Okay, where it says 0 plus 28, change that to 0 plus 40.
Okay, press on through them all now.
Change the 0 plus 531 to 1 plus 10. Change the 1 plus 31 to the number 1 plus 40. Over.
Okay, I got in order, burn time 0, and then 0 plus 40, 1 plus 10, 1 plus 40.
Roger. The measured column. The first one, the 0, does not change. The next ones are in this order. 2, 6, 5. 4, 6, 5. And 6, 7, 0. Over.
Okay, I got 0, 2, 6, 5, 4, 6, 5, and 6, 7, 0.
That's affirmative, Gene. That's the changes to the LOI limit cue card.
Okay, Bob, I think we got all that. I guess Delavi measured down there in the bottom, 2980 should be 2986, huh?
Roger. We felt that wasn't that is correct. To be technically correct, it should be 2986 at that last one.
Okay, I guess we're coming in just a skosh hotter, huh?
That's affirmative. You'll see from the curves that we're going to have to update that you're a lot closer to the free return trajectory.
Okay, why don't you go ahead on 381?
Okay, this is a tough one. The first thing we're going to do is plot a couple 3 points here in the mode 1. 2 hour, the mode 1 2-hour line changes also. So you might want to draw a line at a LOI delta V BVM of 265, 265, and draw that straight up the curve. That'll be the note.
Okay,
the
an LOI delta V magnitude of BVM of 265, huh?
Roger, that will be the crossover point from the mode 1 2 hour to the mode 1 30 minute.